conversation too. Well, it seems quite common actually. A lot of people in Australia now are traveling and taking time off. And when I was traveling, I met so many people doing the same thing.
Right. Talk something about Singapore. People said it's very modern. But because it is so modern, it's rather boring. Didn't you think that?
Well, it's difficult to say it real. It has different attractions. You know, the Chinese, Malay, and Hindu communities are there. Each has its own culture and customs. It's clean. It's a great big shopping center, and I really enjoy it from that point of view.
After Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, where did you go?
I went to China.
Wow, that's a great country to travel in, isn't it?
Yeah, it was fabulous. I went to Beijing, Kaifeng, Yinchuan, and Tibet.
Well, how exciting! Tell me more about Tibet.
It is the most fascinating and exciting place. I've never been to such a different place. The people there are wonderful. The clothes they wear and the food they eat are just attractive to me.
How did you feel after all this traveling? I mean, you were on the move alone for months and months, and suddenly you are here and not traveling anymore.
I was ready to stop anyway. I get pretty sick wearing the same clothes and washing them in different hotels. I never stay in the same place for more than 2 days. I don't think I could keep doing it.
Yeah, maybe it's something I should try. Questions 12 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 12. What is becoming common now according to the woman? Question 13. Why did the woman like Singapore? Question 14. Which word can best describe the woman's feeling about Tibet? Question 15. According to the conversation, what makes the woman be ready to stop traveling?